Let's talk about some common mistakes I see people making when they are trying to make their to-do list. As a busy mom, I think a to-do list can be incredibly important and effective, but only if done correctly.
Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness.
Here are four reasons why to-do lists are incredibly effective, especially if you're someone who is neurodivergent, so someone who has like autism, ADHD, and things like that. The first reason is because they add structure, organization, and they give you a sense of accomplishment, which is huge. So if you have all of these things to do and you feel like you're running in circles and you're not really getting anything done, then creating your to-do list in the proper way will help give you that sense of accomplishment, and then it'll give you that sense of motivation as well, because you'll continue to do more things because you'll like that dopamine rush of checking things off of your to-do list. The second reason to-do lists are so incredibly effective is because they will help you better manage your time and you'll feel more in control of your responsibilities. We have a lot of things on our plate all the time, whether it's kids, business, cooking, cleaning, all of that stuff. It builds up, and knowing how to juggle your responsibilities and what to focus on first is going to be critical in you being able to accomplish these tasks in a way that's sustainable and doesn't feel overwhelming. To-do lists also serve as a visual reminder of what to get done. So I like to put my list somewhere visible, which for me is in the kitchen, because I see it as I'm in the living room, as I'm walking into the kitchen, or if I'm just walking around the living room, I can see that visual reminder of like, oh, okay, yeah, I need to do this, or oh, I need to do that. So it gives you a visual reminder so you don't have to constantly keep everything in your head. And the last reason they're so important and effective is because they help you track your progress so you know what you accomplished that day, and then you can celebrate those wins. So I like to believe there is no such thing as a small win. A win is a win, and we need to celebrate all of them. So checking things off of your to-do list is a win, and we are going to celebrate every check mark that you put on your to-do list. So to-do lists are a practical and effective way for you to manage your time, stay organized, and reduce feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. If you need help managing your to-do list or getting started with an effective way to create a to-do list, you can grab my ADHD planning bundle. I'll have it in the description below for you. It'll help you manage your tasks so you can prioritize what to do first, and then you can also put it in your simple categorized to-do list, and it has a spot for like a brain dump and where you can prioritize them by high, medium, low priority. So if you are struggling with creating a to-do list or organizing your time in general, you'll definitely want to grab this ADHD planning bundle. It was created by me, so someone who is neurodivergent, for other people who have a lot going on in their brains. Let's hop into the first problem that I see, or the first mistake that I see people making whenever it comes to creating an effective to-do list, and that is not prioritizing their task. So they just create a never-ending to-do list. Like, it just has all of these things that need to get done, and they all need to get done today. That is the first mistake I see people making. Here's why prioritizing your to-do list is so important. First, it helps you focus on the most important task and the urgent task first. Everything isn't a priority right now. So if you can learn how to prioritize those tasks, then you're going to have your stress and anxiety is going to be way less, because you are going to know, like, I actually do need to do this today, and then all of this other stuff can wait. So that's the first benefit of prioritizing, is that everything isn't a priority and everything isn't so urgent. And the second reason is because you are going to identify and tackle those high priority tasks early on, and then that'll help you avoid feeling overwhelmed later, where you're constantly thinking like, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. And you're thinking that all day. Then you're just kind of in that paralysis state. So knowing your one task to get done is going to help you immensely in organizing your time and feeling less stressed. When I'm creating my to-do list, I like to break the task down into three categories. The first category is my most important task. So this is the one thing that I need to get done today in order for something else to happen. So basically what I say is, if I don't do X, then I can't do Y. So if I don't go grocery shopping this morning, then I can't cook dinner because I won't have anything to cook tonight. Or if I don't do the laundry today, then my daughter won't have anything to wear for her dance practice. So if I don't do X, then I can't do Y. So that is how I figure out my most important task. Because if this doesn't happen, then it's kind of like a domino effect of something else not being able to happen. So I need to stop this right now, get this accomplished right now, so everything else flows smoothly. So that's your first category, is your most important task. That is one thing, just one task. If I get this done today, everything else is like, we're good. The second category of task are my should-do tasks. And these are things that if I do this today, it'll make tomorrow easier. So this is where a lot of your task will live. So if I wash the dishes tonight before I go to bed, then tomorrow I won't have to worry about washing them in the morning when I get up. Or if I put away the laundry today, then I won't have to worry about doing it tomorrow, and that'll free up a lot of time in my day. So if I do X today, then I won't have to worry about it tomorrow. So that is my second category. That is my should do category. And then the last category is my would like to do. So these are things that sound nice, they would be helpful to do, but they are not a priority to do today at all, and maybe not even like this month. Like, they're just something that'd be nice to do, like organize the pantry or declutter the junk drawer. Like, those are cool things to do. They're nice ideas that would be helpful, but it's not a priority. And I mean, if our junk drawer is full of junk, like, that's what it's for. Like, it's fine, I'll organize it eventually. So those are the three categories. So your most important task is the one thing that you want to get done, or that you need to get done today in order for everything to flow smoothly. The second category is your should do task. And these are the things that if you get them done today, they'll make tomorrow easier. And then the third category is your would like to do task. And these are just like things that are nice to do or would be a good idea, but they are not a priority at all. Let's move to the second common mistake that I see people making when it comes to creating an effective to-do list, and that is not breaking down the large task into smaller, more manageable tasks. So whenever they write their to-do list, they'll have something like record a podcast episode or clean the kitchen. Like, those are big tasks that have a lot of small tasks within them. And it can feel overwhelming for your brain to think like, oh, I need to clean this entire kitchen, because your brain is like, oh, we have to do this and we have to do this and we have to do that. So of course, like, your brain is like, no thanks, I'd rather watch Netflix. So it's very important to break down these big, overwhelming tasks into small chunks of manageable tasks. And you always want to ask yourself, what's the first step? So that's just what we're going to get started. So what's the first step to complete this task? And that's what you're going to put on your to-do list. And breaking these tasks down is important because it reduces overwhelm. So you're not going to feel as overwhelmed with this massive task looming over you all day until you finally complete it. It helps you provide clarity, so you actually know what to do. So if instead of clean the kitchen and you go in there and like, where do I start? We're going to break that down into put the dishes in the dishwasher. So you know exactly what to do, like, you're crystal clear on what you're going to do. You know exactly where to start. And then it helps you increase your motivation, because once you see this small little task, you're like, oh, okay, I can do that. That won't take long at all. And then once you get in there, you're motivated, you build up that momentum, you're already moving. And so you go ahead and put the dishes in the dishwasher, and you're like, well, I might as well clean off the countertops. You clean those off, you're like, well, I might as well sweep the floor. So it kind of builds up that momentum and that motivation for you to keep going. And then you start accomplishing more than you even thought you would. So instead of having big, large, overwhelming tasks, it's better to have a small, manageable task that feels easy for you to accomplish. And then you can keep progressing from there. And the third very common mistake that I see people making when it comes to creating an effective to-do list is that they don't even write the list down. Like, they're trying to keep everything in their head. And I'm like, well, no wonder you're mentally exhausted. Like, you're trying to remember this entire list of things you have to do. They're not prioritized. They're not broken down into smaller tasks. Like, it's just an entire list of things to do, and you think you need to get them all done today. That's we're not doing that. We are going to take the time either the night before, which is when I recommend that you create your to-do list, is the evening before when you're already tired. So let's make the to-do list when in the state of tiredness rather than making the to-do list in the morning when we just wake up, we have all of this energy and we feel like we can tackle the world. Let's make the to-do list the evening before when we're tired and we're like, okay, here's the bare minimum that I need to get done. And that will put things into perspective for you and keep things realistic for you rather than you trying to create your to-do list when you have all of this energy and you're like, let's do this, 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 and this, and this. And then 2 hours later, you're like, blah, right? And then you feel like you failed or you feel defeated and you're overwhelmed and you're stressed and anxious because you have all of this long list of things to do when in reality, those things don't even really need to be done today. So that's the third mistake I see people making. It's not even writing down their to-do list. They just try to keep it all in their head. So start writing down your to-do list, preferably the evening before you go to bed when you're tired and you are really contemplating like, what exactly do I need to get done? So that will keep your to-do list more realistic and it won't be so overwhelming for you. Okay, so those were the three most common mistakes that I see people make when trying to create a to-do list. So first, they do not prioritize their task, so everything feels important and they're overwhelmed. The second mistake is that they're not breaking down these large tasks into smaller, manageable, simple tasks. And then the third mistake is that they're not even writing down their to-do list. They're just trying to memorize everything they need to do, and then that domino effect goes into the other mistakes that they are making. So they're not able to break it down because it's in their head and they need to remember all of these things. They're mentally exhausted and nothing's prioritized. So those are the three common mistakes that I see people making and why they say to-do lists don't work for them. It's not that the to-do list doesn't work for them. It's that they're just not doing it right. So this will help you create an effective to-do list. If you need help getting started with that, grab the ADHD planning bundle. I have it in the description below for you, and it will help you prioritize your tasks. You'll do a brain dump. You'll prioritize the task. You'll put them into your categories, and it'll just simplify the process for you. If you're into time blocking, there's a time blocking sheet in there that will help you block your time to make sure that you even have the amount of time to get these tasks done, because a lot of times we put more on our plate than we can realistically handle. So it'll just help you see like, okay, I have way too many tasks and not enough time in the day to even get them done if you want to like still like eat and spend time with your family. So grab the ADHD planning bundle if you are serious about organizing your time and you're tired of running in circles and you just want to have a straight path of this is what I need to do today and this is all I'm doing today. Like, I'm not trying to do everything. I'm just trying to do this little list here. So that is what the ADHD planning bundle will help you accomplish. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you leave me a review so I can know that I'm actually helping you and this is good information that you're enjoying, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.